The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I kind of have a bit of a mishmash this whole show. We don't have 1 hour devoted to politics and 1 hour devoted to finance and economics. We're kind of mixing them up here. As you could probably tell during the first hour, we're starting out the second hour with our friend Jeff Deist. Jeff has some interesting comments on the situation with Eric Cantor. His comments come from personal observations through people on the ground, as Jeff put it. And, you know, I tell you, it sounds to me like Mr. Cantor deserved the loss. Jeff, commentary?
First and foremost, I can tell you that Cantor had nothing but contempt for Ron Paul during Ron's time in Congress. He is a diehard interventionist, both in the economic sphere and in the, overseas war sphere. He had, unlike some of the Republicans in Congress who were friendly toward Ron, sympathetic toward some of his more libertarian views, Cantor exhibited not one iota of interest in or respect for Ron. It was exceedingly frosty, whereas Mr. Boehner was always pretty friendly. So I guess from that perspective, I'm not a fan of the guy. Why he lost his seat, I think the national news is dead wrong. I think that this had nothing to do with the Tea Party versus the establishment. I think it had nothing to do with immigration or amnesty. I think it had nothing to do with Republican philosophy or conservative philosophy or anything like that. I think this is just a guy who lost touch with his district, and this happens to members of Congress all the time. Sometimes it bites them in a primary, sometimes in the general election, but they simply stop doing the basic things like being nice to constituents, having a good staff in their district offices that's friendly and helpful, having a campaign staff that will talk to people, that will entertain invitations, that brings people together instead of, sort of creates factions, because this guy had a faction against him in his district, led by this professor who ultimately beat him. So I think he failed to do the kind of blocking and tackling that politicians do to maintain office, and I think that's all it was, nothing more, nothing less. So, a huge cautionary tale for lazy incumbents, but the idea that this is some sort of ideological revolution at work, I think, in my opinion anyway, Al, is nonsense.
Jeff, this surprises me a little bit, just because Cantor apparently had funding of $5.7 million for the primary. So he really should have been out there, or at least been talking to, his constituents and everybody else out there with that much money. Maybe he just got a little bit too passive. But as you said, you don't really think this is going to lead to anything bigger, do you?
Well, it'll certainly put some incumbents on notice, and it might get some incumbents booted out of office. But I think the reason that they will be booted out of office will not be ideological or policy based. It'll be because they lost touch with constituent service. At the end of the day, people vote for people they like or people they're comfortable with. And if someone seems arrogant and out of touch and unresponsive, and when they say seem, I mean most people, view them through their staff, then that's just what happens. So I think it'll cause a lot of these politicians to spend more time at home, as they say, when we all know their real hearts are in D.C.
Well, their real hearts are definitely in D.C. There's no question about that. I mean, it hasn't been a question about that for quite some time, and I have a tendency to agree that most politicians do have a tendency to leave reality, for lack of better terms, forget their roots, for lack of better terms. I don't think that's true in every case, but I think it's true in a certain amount of the cases. But I find it interesting that the press and other people, including myself, Corey, I have to admit, kind of jumped to the immediate conclusion that, look out, The Tea Party is getting very, very strong, and his loss, Cantor's loss, really had nothing to do with anything other than a better organized, at least ideologically, opposition. And Jeff, you're saying that's really not the case here.
You know, you talk about organization, as Corey mentioned, Cantor raised over $5 million, which would be easy for a guy like him to do. The professor who beat him apparently raised something south of $200,000. And it really was a very small grassroots type effort. You know, you really have to wonder what happened. It really gets down to what's happening on the ground. And somehow this professor managed to get enough talk radio buzz and managed to tap into enough anger at the incumbent to make it happen. But what's so fascinating about this is that his opponent, who won the Democratic primary, is also a professor at this same small college, Randolph Macon in Central Virginia. So, you know, you really have a situation where it's two complete amateur beginner politicians running against one another. So from that perspective, ideology aside, I guess it's somewhat refreshing just to see sort of the awful establishment, the awful status quo in Washington not being served. But you'll see both of these guys immediately now that the media spotlight's on them and that their parties – their respective parties have become ginned up about it. You'll see both of these guys start to guard their words very carefully. They'll both start raising a bunch of money, and it will just become more of the same. By November, regardless of which one of them is elected, I guarantee you they will be hewing to the establishment path.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that. You know, I had an interesting conversation along with Corey with Glenn. Oh, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, regarding another amateur politician, and that happens to be Dr. Ben Carson. And, you know, there's a lot of talk, at least in our neck of the woods, about, you know, let's get involved with a Run Ben Run organization. And Glenn and I chatted about that, and he said, I can guarantee you there is absolutely no way that he could ever get the nod. Well, as you just said, and here's my question, you got a couple of real amateurs, a couple of real neophytes who are now running for that particular office in Virginia. Would you agree with Glenn that Dr. Carson is totally shut out because he's not in the game, so to speak?
Well, I think he is totally shut out. If he gains any traction whatsoever in a primary process, his personal life and his time as a medical doctor will be scrutinized so heavily that it'll probably just about give him a nervous breakdown. I mean, they will come after him with anything, with all guns blazing, because one thing the left cannot abide is a black Republican. So I don't think he understands completely what he's getting into and just how savage and depraved American politics really are. You know, the Clinton machine is an example. They destroy people. They destroy lives. Trust me, if he got anywhere close to sniffing the nomination, we would be hearing more dirty laundry, fabricated or real, about him than you could ever imagine. I mean, I would say that he is a non-starter, but you never know. The American electorate could be in a position where you know, another couple years from now, the economy's so bad, you know, he could have a chance, but I don't see it.
Boy, I'll tell you, I've been studying this guy as closely as I've studied anybody, and as much as you can. I mean, I've read his books and obviously saw the movie, and I saw him give the keynote speech at the National Prayer Breakfast a couple of years ago, and I really have to wonder if there is any dirty laundry to air. You say, you know, true or false. Well, I don't know. I think that anybody that's gotten as far in life as he has would be smart enough to surround himself with people who could basically bring out the lack of validity, for lack of better terms, of the false accusations. I don't know. I'm excited about the guy just because I don't think he's politics as usual. I mean, it's not that I don't think. I know he's not politics as usual. And for that reason, boy, I got to tell you, I would very, very much and do plan to support him fully. We're going to be right back, you guys, with our expert panel.
little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you the insights that we get from Jeff Deist, who is now the president of the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. Corey, sounds to me like you and I need to be going down there and playing some golf right on the Robert Trent Jones Trail, for lack of better term. Sounds like a pretty interesting part of the country. Anyway, going away from politics, we're back into finance and economics. Expert panel this week is John Kaiser of the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, Gary Savage, and Doc. We were trying to get Rick involved, but Rick apparently is busy at this moment. Talking about macro issues right now, just to start, first of all, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the week up 41.55. The number specifically was 16,775.74. The S&P was up $4.06, 1934.17. The Russell, interestingly enough, was also up. The Russell 1000 was up 1.94 to 1078. And gold closed up. Now, I can't say it closed because we're recording here. The conventional markets are closed, but the spot market is still open for a little bit in the gold. But as of this recording, which is 1:22 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, gold is up $3.71. Let's get some opinions, Corey, here on what you guys think about how the markets performed this week. And Doc, let's start with you.
As far as the conventional markets, Al, we've had a pullback, but I'm looking for next week being pretty much sideways for the market. I don't see a lot of down from here right now. And so I think the odds are saying, based on what I'm looking at, that we go a little sideways, maybe even up. So that's what I'm seeing on the conventional market. Otherwise, the VIX is telling me that too, that there's not going to be a big move up in the VIX at the beginning of next week. So that pretty much tells me that I think we trend sideways and maybe even up a little bit.
John, let's talk about some of the mining stocks out there this week. If we just look at GDX and GDXJ, very good weeks. GDXJ up over 10% just in the week, some pretty solid buying. What did you see in the markets?
Yeah, my good part of the week, I saw red on my screen, but as soon as gold started printing an uptrend, sure enough, it flickers green. This market still continues to be very, very much tied to short-term volatility in the gold price trend. And if tomorrow or Monday, where we're down $20, the screen will be all red. I don't see any convincing trend for gold yet to affect the juniors. As long as we're stuck in this $1,200 to $1,400 range, it's just going to be a random walk with the gold stocks up on green days and down on red days for gold.
Up to you, Gary.
The conventional market, I'm afraid it's probably going to turn out just like Doc is expecting, but it should drop down into a daily cycle low. It's very late in this daily cycle, so the stock market should have a pretty sharp correction here, but I don't think we're going to get it. I think the Fed's going to make sure this market stays at least semi-levitated into that Wednesday FOMC meeting. Gold, I am very positive on gold. I am about 90% convinced that we've got an intermediate and larger yearly cycle low here last week. That low has occurred above the previous intermediate low back in this, I think it was December 31st. And that says to me, if we're starting to print higher intermediate lows, that the secular trend has resumed. And I think we've got a fairly strong trend developing here in the mining sector, much different than how we bottomed in December in the mining sector. That took almost a month for that bottom to form and then produce a trend. The bottom back last summer had a nice sharp rally to begin with, but then it had a very violent retest. This trend is starting off very unusually for the metals sector in that it's starting as a very strong trending move. So this is a character change, and I think it's a signal that the bear market is over and the secular trend is resuming. And I'm optimistic that we could see a test of 1500 to 1550 maybe by middle to late September.
What I'm finding to be interesting right now is I'm looking at crude as measured by West Texas, and I'm looking at crude as measured by Brent. They're both pretty much in lockstep. West Texas is up 42 cents. Brent is up 39 cents. Given what's going on in Iraq right now, I got to tell you, that does not make an awful lot of sense to me. Who wants to comment on that one? How about you, Doc?
I agree. I think oil is a potentially a very positive for gold, especially if it breaks into total civil war in the country. And if a lot of the fighting moves south, where a lot of the oil, you know, wells and the pipelines are. I also might mention and throw in here that I think the dollar is looking very poppy right now. And if you get that combination, oil continuing to move up and the dollar starting to move down, I think we have just two other things that'll add to this gold market right now.
Gary, you and I chatted, I believe, a few weeks ago about the dollar and how it was reaching what we were talking about is a 3.5-year cycle. And you said this could be pretty significant. Do you think that this is happening, as Doc mentioned?
I do think the dollar has got another leg down here towards the end of the fall. And I think it's going to make a lower low. Right now, everybody's the ECB wants the euro lower, and they're trying to force it lower. But the cyclical trend, we need to finish that 3-year cycle in the dollar. So I don't think that the ECB is going to be able to accomplish their goal of driving the euro down. I think it's the dollar's turn to go down. And I think it will go down. And I'll say something real quick about oil. Oil is getting very late in not only its daily cycle or intermediate cycle. So I think even though the fundamentals, in the conflict in Iraq are trying to push it higher, I think at some point here we're probably going to get a bit of news that should potentially be very bullish for oil, but oil is going to do the opposite. It's going to turn and go back down. The sentiment on oil is way too bullish right now. The COT report, the commercials are leaning very hard in the other direction. So I would be wary here of chasing oil at this point. It's a little too late in the intermediate cycle. It probably does still have some upside here, but I think you're better off just letting somebody else chase that and just be patient. And maybe in 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to get a good dip down, and that's your spot to buy oil.
Okay, there you have it. Got to take a quick break so the stations can make their announcements, etc. We're going to be back here just very, very shortly, continuing to chat with John Kaiser, Gary Savage, Richard Doc Postma. We're going to talk a little bit about the stock markets, particularly in our favorite sector, which happens to be the junior resource sector, although we are going to talk a little bit about the conventional markets also. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our roundtable with John Kaiser, Richard Doc Postma, and Gary Savage. Guys, let's focus a little bit more on the conventional markets. Back a couple segments ago, we had Avi Gilbert on the show, and he was saying that through the Elliott Wave method of trading, he's seeing the conventional markets reach some new all-time highs and even scream through those highs. I know that we're not all particularly in that boat, but you can't deny that besides this week, if before that, we were having new highs and the market was consistently running. We all know that we have the FOMC minutes meeting coming out middle of next week. I think that the Fed will run or at least try to run the markets up to that point. Let's start off with you, Gary. What do you think is going to happen with the conventional markets in the next couple of weeks? Do you think we're going to see some new highs?
In the next couple of weeks, yes, I think we will. But I do not buy the notion that this bull market is just getting started and we got a long way to go. This is one of the longest cyclical bull markets in history. You know, I heard the same kind of stuff at the 2007 top that we're hearing now. The market is overvalued. It's gone basically straight up with almost no corrective activity since 2011, thanks to Fed QE. I think we're going to top sometime here this year, and maybe within the next 3 or 4 weeks, I think we may form a final top in the stock market. And that's the point at which I think the liquidity is going to start flowing over into the commodity markets. And it already started that beginning of this year when the stock market corrected. We had a very sharp spike in the commodity markets, and that spike in the CRB is not correcting. It's just moving sideways. So I think we're going to have another sharp leg up in that CRB once this sideways correction finishes.
You know, I got to tell you guys, looking at what's going on in precious metals right now, I mean, we're recording this now. We're at about 1:30 Pacific's daylight time. The gold market, the spot gold market has definitely come back from where it was. Silver is obviously coming back up. Silver is now approaching $20 an ounce. It just seems to me that the sentiment has shifted. And I personally, rightly or wrongly, just, I don't quite frankly even see, let's say, 2000 in the S&P vis-a-vis, at all. It just, to me, at this moment in time, doesn't really make any sense. John, how about you, bud?
Well, conventional wisdom says that the senior equity markets should be heading for a downturn. They've been propped up by the quantitative easing of the last 4 years. There is a taper underway, but there is no evidence that there's organic economic growth in play. And the expectation would be when the quantitative easing is completely gone, the liquidity will disappear and everything should go down. On the other hand, there is an awful lot of capital on the sidelines. And if the market does not go down, it is in danger, and I use danger with quotation marks, of actually going up exponentially as the shorts get trapped, as money comes in the sideline, a new narrative comes into play that, yes, there is something fundamentally positive about the economy. And if that sort of narrative kicks in, that would be bullish for the resource sector, because there is this overlying concern that China is in slow motion implosion. And if the United States continues to hobble along, we're heading back into a global recession, possibly a depression, all of which, of course, would not be good for the senior markets. So I think even if it's false, a sign that indicates America is growing will cause the market to, and I've heard the phrase, melt up. And, of course, that sets the stage for a future meltdown if it does become apparent that there is still no substance behind the American economy.
Well, and a lot of our colleagues feel that the American economy has turned around. Paul Van Eeden, for example, went on record a number of years ago saying that he felt that the domestic economy was a pretty good place to be. He was certainly right for the time being. There's no question about that. But it doesn't make any sense to me that this growth is going to continue. Now, there are people who would disagree with that. I mean, as Corey mentioned, Avi disagreed with it, but, it is what it is. I mean, different opinions are what make this world a very interesting place. I personally think that if it wasn't for the government intervention, that we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now in the conventional markets anyway. And I guess, the million-dollar question, and I don't have an answer to it, is, how long can their action be, or its action, I guess I should say, be effective? I mean, anybody got any thoughts on that? Doc, any comments?
Well, especially with the fact that they're tapering, I think that as they taper, we're going to start to see this market reverse the lower they get with their taper. And then they've got a dilemma whether they start to print money. Well, if they start printing money again, I think they'll be late. And I think we could see a good market sell-off. And I might mention that the Shiller P.E. right now is about 25.5, and only three times in the last 100 years has it been that high. So the good ways of measuring this market are telling you that we're really at risk here.
One aspect I think, guys, that we'll need to watch more closely is what happened in Europe going to a negative deposit rate. If the Fed continues to taper, well, then, yes, they are injecting less money, but there are different avenues to get money back in there. We talked to Chris Temple multiple times about this potential tax holiday that the government is looking at implementing to bring back some corporate profits back into the U.S. There are other avenues besides money printing, and I personally don't think that the Fed will let the market fall. Gary, your comments?
Well, they're going to try and keep it from falling. They made that very clear when we had the flash crash in 2010 when QE1 ended. I mean, within a heartbeat, they were right back with QE2. And when QE2 ended, another market crash, I mean, immediately, right back at it with Twist and LTRO, and then QE3 and QE4. So they are, bound and determined to see this through to the bitter end. The problem comes when that liquidity won't stay where they want it anymore, just like it did in 2008. The liquidity wouldn't stick in the stock market anymore. It started to flow into the commodity markets. When you spike the commodity markets, that destroys the economy. So I think that's where we're headed, and I think it began at the beginning of this year with that big sharp move up in the CRB. And I think we've got another big sharp move second half of the year, and I think that's going to be the beginning of the end. If the stock market starts to decline and the Fed tries to pump it back up with more QE, I think that QE is just going to go straight to the commodity markets, and that's your end game. It's, you know, they can't keep that liquidity where they want it without maybe perhaps changing the laws to prevent people from selling stocks. But that's the flaw in the plan, is you cannot keep that liquidity where you want it. You can't make it stick in the stock market indefinitely. Sooner or later, it's going to go into the commodity markets.
Doc, you agree with that?
I do, and I don't know about the time frame, but I think that's a good assessment. And I think we might see incipient inflation at that point in time, too. There's two things that the conventional markets don't like. It's inflation. Early on, they do, but as you move further into it, they don't. But inflation and commodity price increases that are considerable, because it hurts their margins overall. And so I can agree with that assessment.
Okay, you know, it's interesting. The one thing about our show that really makes it, I think, important to listeners, it certainly makes it important to me, is we get all kinds of different views on the same topic. You know, here we have a very successful technician in terms of Avi Gilbert, who is pretty much in an opposite direction from Doc and John and Corey. But yet I think you have to consider what everybody views on this thing, and then you have to kind of muddle around, and you have to decide, think about it, and you have to decide what you think is absolutely right. I mean, these guys are pretty good. Nobody's right 100% of the time, so you have to make up your own mind. Stick around. We're going to be back talking about a company that we think really merits attention.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, it's been an interesting show. We've certainly been chatting enough about politics and international events right now and how we think that is affecting both the conventional markets and also the hard asset sector. We're going to wrap the show up this week taking a very unique approach. We have found a company called Theralase. The company is headquartered in Toronto. I am very, very intrigued with this company. We've done a bit of due diligence on it in the sense that Doc, who is with us right now, Richard Postma, has taken a look at this company. In the interest of full disclosure, he has purchased shares out of the open market. Chris Temple has also taken a look at this company. Chris is also with us. They're both intrigued with it, as are Corey and I. I also, by the way, am going to be buying shares in this company, and that trade will take place 3 business days from now, as I am on record as saying neither Corey nor I will purchase shares in a company without giving our listeners 3 days prior notice. Roger, the logical place to start here is, let's start with Chris Temple. Chris, you're a business guy. You've spent some time on the phone with Roger. What questions do you have?
Well, mine are going to be more along the line of the activity in the stock in the recent past. I think that we should give Roger an opportunity first to just give us a very Cliff Notes version of what Theralase does. So we have that as a foundation.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. Well, Theralase is a medical device company. We're a public company. We trade on the TSX Venture here. We trade on the OTC Link market in the U.S. We manufacture medical lasers, and we have 2 different divisions. We have a therapeutic laser division where we manufacture lasers which are used to heal tissue. So they are lasers of specific wavelengths or colors and specific powers that activate light-sensitive proteins in tissue and accelerate tissue healing. So they eliminate pain, they remove inflammation, and they accelerate tissue regrowth or tissue healing.
If I can just interject here, I want to say that this is a business that Roger founded in 1994, and in terms of the laser division, they're doing between, well, if I'm not mistaken, upwards of $2 million a year in revenues there. Great little business, but what Roger's about to tell you is really what caught my attention and why I'm buying stock in the company. Roger, didn't mean to interrupt, sorry.
No, not at all, Al. Thank you. Absolutely. It's a business we've ran for 20 years. It does around a couple of $1 million in sales. We have new technology coming out this year that should ramp us into $5 million in revenue in this year and somewhere close to around 10 next year. So nice, solid bricks and mortar business nice growth, excellent opportunity for helping people with pain. Our other division, the one Al's alluding to, is our cancer division, our anti-cancer division. These are photodynamic compounds that we've in-licensed from a U.S. university and from a Canadian university, and they are specially built molecules, which are not naturally occurring substances, so they're synthetic. So they're built from the ground up, very complex process, and they have an affinity for cancer cells. So these are what are known as small molecules. So they have the ability to enter through the cellular membrane of a cancer cell. They join on or latch on to the centromere, or the center part of the DNA structure in the nucleus. They are benign until light activated. Once they've attached the DNA, so we have a certain uptake time, we activate them with a laser, again, of a known wavelength or color, and a known power, it turns on the molecule, and the molecule cleaves the DNA or chops the DNA into sections, thus killing the DNA and thus killing the brain of the cell. So the cell can no longer function. It can no longer do RNA synthesis or replication. So it is forced to die, and it goes through a natural cell process called apoptosis. So it's a very elegant way of destroying a very deadly disease. From what we've seen on the initial results, and this has been in the Petri dish and in the mouse models that we've ran, we've been able to completely destroy the cancer without affecting healthy tissue. We've seen virtually no side effects and effectively 100% kill across a wide range of cancers, brain, prostate, breast cancer, colorectal, bladder, pancreatic, ovarian, you name it. We've also seen virtually no toxicity, which I mentioned, but we've also seen no impact to the immune system. In fact, some of the latest work that was just released a couple of weeks ago showed that we are actually teaching or training the immune system how to recognize and hunt down any rogue cancer cells that were left over after destruction. So in that particular model, just to get into a little bit of detail, we took a mouse model where we injected 350,000 colon cancer cells under the skin of the animal. We allowed them to proliferate and form a tumor of about 5 millimeters in size, or about it's a little over a quarter inch in size. And when they started to grow, we did an intertumor injection of the photodynamic compound that we have. We allowed it to uptake into the cancer cells. It took about 4 hours to uptake. Then we activated it with a green laser. And what we found is it completely destroyed the cancer. So that cancer was completely eliminated. There was no side effects. There was no impact to healthy tissue. And we followed that mouse throughout the rest of its life for about 18 to 20 months. And we found no cancer, no recurrence, no destruction of healthy tissue. So a very elegant way of destroying this deadly disease. We wanted to see what the impact was on the immune system. So we took that same mouse 2 weeks later and re-injected those 350,000 cancer cells. What we found is that 60% of the cases of those mice, there was no tumor regrowth at all. It was completely rejected by the immune system. In 40%, there was a small tumor regrowth that was quickly regressed or destroyed by the immune system. So what this showed us is that we could teach the immune system, or actually vaccinate the body against these cancer cells. We took those same mice and we waited 10 months, reinjected the 350,000 colon cancer cells, and to our amazement, there was 0% tumor regrowth. So 100% of these animals had no tumor regrowth. So now we had established a long-term immune-mediated effect or memory response. So not only was this treatment able to destroy the primary tumor, but it prevented the recurrence of it. And our lead cancer, and I'll just finish with this, our lead cancer that we're looking at, our target to do in clinical trials in first quarter 2015, is bladder cancer. And bladder cancer has an 80% recurrence rate. So if we're able to destroy the primary tumor and prevent the recurrence, I think this is a huge boon to a very deadly disease.
Roger, there's no doubt that you have had some success in these early on tests. It's something that I want to get into more detail on in the weekend special that we're going to do. Everybody, if you want to follow up with Theralase and see what Chris and Doc have to ask and where this conversation goes, go to our website, www.kereport.com, and you'll be able to hear the extended version of this interview. Roger, you've gone into quite a bit of detail. Doc, can you please give our listeners a little preview of what interests you and what questions you're going to have for Roger in our weekend special?
Yeah, I would ask Roger to outline for your listeners the stages that they will go through from a human clinical standpoint in the future as far as acceptance of this process. That's probably the first thing to start out with so they understand that. And then I would be interested in asking him what he sees as the risks as far as the light or the therapy that they use along with the drugs that they're using to incite against the cancer. Those two are major to me.
And Chris, we're gonna have you come in with a couple of questions on kind of the stock aspect of everything, because that is what it comes down to. People want to know if this is a good company to invest in. As Al said, he is planning on moving in and purchasing some shares in 3 days. I still want to get some more information. I find this to be a very interesting technology and something that could be very beneficial to human beings moving forward. Anything in cancer and in a cancer in a way to eliminating form, especially when it can be this safe, is very, very positive. Who knows where this will lead? Unfortunately, we've ran out of time for this segment. We hope everybody has really enjoyed this weekend show. Al and I have had a great time putting it together. And as I said, if you want more information on Theralase, come to our website, check out where this interview leads us in our weekend special. Thanks again for joining us, everyone.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.